you one other thing. The chilik between Shokach and Obal that we already learned in the Gemara, we'll do it again soon. If Shokach, the only time they put an Isur is if he's Nene from Malecha Shabbos. But if he's not Nene from Malecha Shabbos, because Mesamik Varalo, then there's no Isur on the food itself. That's meant to eat the food. Tira Shigrufa Uktuma. But not like Dera Me'aler. Now it's all with Chazorah. Afilu b'Shabbos mutar lachziro kol zman shiro sachas. Ramoedz v'odo v'yodo. Mechaba doesn't have odo v'yodo. Mechaba just says Chazorah is not a break in the original shiur. It's a matter shiur. Conditions where the shiur is mutter, then chazora is also mutter because it's original shiur. Nothing happened yet. Why? Because lo hinicho al gabei karka. The Rama adds Ga'odo b'yodo. That's a second, another level of chumrah. Lo'nicha gabei karka, I took it off the oven, I put it down, indicating it's all finished. That broke the original shiur. So it's as if you're starting all over again. Therefore, on Shabbos, you're taking something and putting it on the oven, that you can't do. It's mezikim avashel.
Since we're saying rotachat, does that mean something with a liquid in it?
No, lavdavke. Either way, lavdavke.
So then what is the issue if we just want to do chazara on something that's
why? Because, I just said, because merzikim avashel.
But Shabbos morning.
So, therefore, as long as he didn't break the original shiur, then the chazara is mutter. But if he needs a gabi karka, then he's we disjoint, disattach him from his original action of Erev Shabbos, and now he's doing a new action on Shabbos. So it's Mezik Mavashil. You with us?
No.
Comes along and says, I need more of a heker that he's didn't undo the previous act. It has to be the O-W-O-D-O. Lo-I-N-I-C-H mitachas-O-D-O.
If it's grufa and ketuma, he takes it off, they go eat at the meal, the next day they want to go put it back on.
Well, you can't, of course you can't. It says that's inicha gabi karka.
But that's not, I thought that was a whole issue of chazara, as you're putting it back.
Right. So it's not called, it is not putting it back, it's leaving it on.
So then what do we learn out in today's time, putting it back on the black after it's been in the fridge the next day? Shabbat morning, for you take it out of the fridge, you put it on the blech for lunch.
No good. We didn't get to there. I told you, Meslik Mavashil. Ye dafkal gabi mecham. You didn't learn that yet? You have to have a keli underneath. Can't put it on the blech. Okay. So you people in Ihir Shabbos, what do they serve meat Shabbos morning?
Usually have like deli roll, or deli, like deli and shalom. Or sometimes they'll have chicken, like breaded chicken.
Yeah. Warm or cold?
Cold.
The frumis got in. The Taliban's took over.
The chalent is hot, I think.
Yeah, but they don't serve warm
No warm
slice
meat.
Of beef.
On Friday, they do.
Sfardim do. Friday.
Sfardim do.
That's Sfardim meal.
Shabbos
also eat meat on
Shabbos. Warm meat, though.
Okay. On Friday, they have it warm, though.
I'll tell you, it's many, many years ago when the cafeteria was under... Under the yeshiva control before they, I think now they hired a company that takes care of the food. It's some kind of intermediary company that's in charge, you know. Anyway, here's how you make, you serve warm sliced meat on Shabbos. You cook it on Friday, you put it in the refrigerator, pouring off all the gravy. The gravy you leave in a pot on the stove all night. The meat would be misamek baralo, would fall apart. You take the meat out of the refrigerator and you put on the oven three big size aluminum pans and you pour hot water into each of the pans from the coffee urn and you crisscross the meat on its tray, right, on top of those pans. The water is hot, there's a fire on the, in the stove, it keeps the water hot, so steam is coming up, warming the meat on top. The meat is yovesh, the lach you left all night on the stove, and now you made chazor. Chazorah al gabe mecham. So people say, don't cook like that, put an aluminum pot and put a thing on top of it, that's no mevzik imavashe, it'll say for smutah. That's halacha l'maaseh. That's how you conduct yourself. At home will be the same thing. You want to go ahead and warm up a kugel on Shabbos. You do the same thing. You could go ahead and you can put the kugel on top of the crack pot, or you can put the kugel on top of an empty pan in which you added hot water. Only for the hot water is needed only for better transfer of heat. And that's not for halachic reasons. That's for culinary reasons. You can leave a dry pan is also good there, but it's not going to do a good job of heating the food on top. So you pour a layer of water in, so you have basically like a steam table.
What about a warming drawer?
A what?
A warming drawer.
Oh, that's the problem. I mentioned it on the new, and said about our stove is a kilo. I said our stoves are so complicated. The warming drawer is a very simple decision to make. What's the temperature? If it's a yatzoledes temperature, then it's not a warming drawer, it's an oven. And you can't put up on the oven on Shabbos without goro
fakotum. What's goro fakotum mean in contemporary?
Means you put a blech on. You put something to.
So if you put a layer of an aluminum foil on the bottom of the warming drawer.
On the what?
If you put in the warming drawer, if you lay something down on the bottom, on the platform. Inside.
On the top of the warming.
Yeah, on top of it, but under the item that you're going to put down in the drawer.
But then, I think the warming drawer has to be put back into the oven to be warming. You pull it out, then you put it back in, right? It's like
it's
a
usually
a
separate
drawer.
Contraption that just generates heat inside. It's a separate contraption from the oven. It's underneath the oven. It's
if that part of the oven you call the warming drawer is yatzoledes. Then it's not a warming drawer, it's an oven. It has the same halacha as the oven itself.
Yatzal lettuce is 110, 120?
I'm sorry?
Yatzal lettuce is 110 or 120 degrees?
Yatzal lettuce is 115.
115.
Would be... There's a bigger problem. If it is not hot enough to asa, then it's not hot enough to eat. There's too much danger that you're going to have bacteria growing. In order for it to be safe to eat, it has to be kept hot. Hot enough for bacteria not to want to grow, which is...
So it's either hot or cold. It can't
six,
be...
Well, the 60 would be 12 times 9 is 108, right, plus 32. at 60 degrees centigrade. That's has to be up past Yasoled to be safe to eat. You can't leave it there for an hour or two, whatever. But if you can leave it there for any length of time in the warming drawer.
You're just warming it up.
So warming drawers, you can't.
I'm sorry?
So basically, you can't.
I don't know of any heads out of warming drawer. And people buy the ovens with all kinds of guarantees nowadays of halachic accuracy. What's the name? Rav Heinemann got into trouble with his Shabbos oven. They attacked him. Etc. Because he gave some kind of a complex head to enable you to use something like a warming drawer.
So what's the difference between that and a hot plate? A hot plate, you put something in between, and then it's.
That's. I have that in the egos that I gave out. One of them. One of the chewers.
What if you leave the warming drawer open? Does that make a difference?
אם מותר לך מנקדרו זה נשבט שלו אגבי מכשירים שלא הודו לחימום ולא לבישום כמו פלטה השמל אז like the hot plate hot tray right. So the answer is אם אי אפשר לסבט של שום אז מותר לך מנקדר לך אם אין שום אלא מידו אחס דת חום ואם יש שתי מידוס עושו. What does that mean? If there's a dial where you could adjust the temperature, that's also, right? Right? But you can't make hatmona, if you go ahead and you wrap your pot up in something, insulated material, a towel, and you put that on the platter, then you may have hatmona, bedobar hamosav hevel. Then it's also. The al shulchan hamechumah be'edim on a hot steam table, right? She'efshel is bashal shom. He came lemele derech bishul. Achem yefshel is bashal shom. Could do much with derech hatmona as also. Ain't a derech hatmona can change mechus sekulu muto. Right? But you have when you put in a steam table, you're making hatmona, right? But if it's not covered completely, then it's okay.
So what if you put it in a warming drawer and you leave it open a couple
Sorry?
Of minutes? What if you put it in a warming drawer and you leave it open a couple of inches?
Put a warming drawer, leave it open, it doesn't warm, then it's not.
Let's say it does.
Then it's not hatmana.
Atano, this morning, atano, which is also for all kinds of there's no heterum applied to atano, whatever atano is. He says, if however it's not yatzoledes, if it's less than yatzoledes, then it's mutu. Then it's not a tunnel. Then it's a drawer. It's a counter. And it's a kitchen counter. It's not a without heat. You don't have any halachas that apply to it.
And to leave something in on Friday night, and you put it in before Shabbos.
Right.
It's bishul kol tzorcho before Shabbos.
Right.
You can put it in the warming drawer and then take it out.
Sure. Again.
The only problem is with chazar.
The I assume the advantage of the warming drawer they want to was the shrei to put it on Shabbos, to put it in before Shabbos, leave it there. So the warming drawer, whatever it is, if it's an oven or not oven, it's the same thing. But they want the warming drawer as if it were something which is removed from the concept of kivo or tano. Or kupach. That's not a question of design, that's a question of temperature. If it's temperature of an oven, it's an oven.
You have to put the water if you want to heat a piece of meat like Rebbe said and you put it on
a tray. Crisscross on a tray.
But you put it on, let's say, a chalent pot.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you have to put it in water because
no.
it's, but if it would be bishul achar, it would be sliach or bishul.
Oh, but what you're using? Why did roast chicken is fine, but why do you want to warm up? What was the previous
state? Uh-huh.
Roast chicken is silly and silly.
Okay.
It's a challah, you want to warm up, a frozen challah, okay. Again, it's dry. If you want to warm up something which was cooked, you want to do that, but want something which was cooked on Friday, and I want to warm it without the benefit of water, you don't have such things.
Uh-huh.
In the outline I gave you for serving hot meat, right? You have the hot gravy cooking all night, and you pour the hot gravy over the meat, and the meat is being heated from the bottom. Then you have bishul and bishul, assuming the meat was cooked meat. But usually, if it's broiled meat, there. Then you don't have a problem adding any liquid to it. You use it directly. Like roast chicken. People, you have roast chicken in the refrigerator for Shabbos, you want to serve it warm, then you take the roast chicken and put it on top of agave, it's called agave mechuk. We'll have it soon. Let's see if I can finish this simon here. Bimedayik the words. He said here, Kol Zman Shiro Sachas. You take the day of Kol Shiro Sachas, right? Ode Biyodo, Vonichal Gavikaka. So what? Ode Rosachas means that there is no Shaila Bishul Acha Bishul. Right? Dealing with the liquid, he worried about Bishul, that Lach should be also. Even though this basho, therefore he specifies it's still rosachas, so we have no shaila of bishul at all. We're still talking about keeping it warm. And loiniach agave kaka or additional odo biyodo as the Gemara requires. And the third thing, v'daito hazira, three factors in chazora. The first factor is daitol azira. I took it off with the intention of putting it back on. But if I took it off with the intention of taking it off, and then I decided to put it back on, that's also. Why? The kavona that I didn't intend to put it back, that broke whatever went on before. So I start anew. I now have a pot which I want to put on the oven and put on the stove. That was never cooked before. I make believe I'm starting right now. Therefore, you have an isu chazora because it's mezek mevashel. If I take something off and I hold onto it, that's why the Gemara requires odo biyodo, or the mechabels. It's normal. I take things off it. I serve the people. I put it back on. So I'm still involved in my original plan. But if Hinicha Gabekaka, I put it down on the ground already. You don't do that unless you sort of finished with the cooking process. Next. Ubatana also allows the Afilu Gol Bekotum Vuadin Lekupach Imesiku Begafis Reisim. There's an intermediary. There's a Kiro, there's a Tano, and there's a Kupach. And the Kupach is intermediary in its heat, in the level of heat that it provides. Kuta, a kilo is the least, a tano is the most, and kupa is in between. Therefore, they say, a kupach, if you heated it, begefes ve'etzim, then it becomes a tanur. If you heat it a kashra gavur, right, then it remains a kilo. Okay. Finish the gemara. V'dafka shatavshel mevushel kol tzokol. V'oz mutol laziru afilu lekilo acharis. Aval emlo nizbashel kol tzokol, osu afilu be'osu kilo. What's he saying? If lo nizbashel kol tzokol, or mitzamek v'yofalo, then it's also to put it back on. But that's not true. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Beis Hillel, there's mutar lahachzir. Chazor is mutar if there's bashul kol tzorko. Yesh omrim. יכולים also רק כשנוטלו מן הקיר מבעוד יום ולהוזירו עד שחשיכו אבל הם לא קרו משום משחשיכו אפילו ניחו על גבי קרקע זה עושה מוטו וכן נורגים להוקל בתנור ושריונו ששנים קירו וסומכים עצמם על דברי המקילים וטוב להחמיר. What's he saying? What's חזורה? נו דפריש בחזורה. Chazorah means I was cooking it on Friday. I took it off. Why? I needed the spot to cook something else. So I took off this and I put it down on the counter, on a trivet, right? And now, after a little mention, your mother wants to put it back on the stove. That's hot. No shayla of heating. But that's chazora of a different sort. Right? That's chazora, that's mezek and mevashel. I had nothing on the stove. Shabbos comes, there's nothing on the stove. After Shabbos, after benching list, your mother goes and takes the pot that was on the counter and puts it on the stove. That's merzik mevashel. So chazora, according to this mandomar, is only when you took it off before Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos. But if you take it off on Shabbos and want to put it back, there's no isur chazora. Look in the words. The Yesh Omrim. Chol zeh eino osur rak shenotol min hakira mibod yom. V'lo hirziro ad shetechshach. Aber im Lok kommt mich schon mich hashecho, a tele in ich gar kein kamuto. Why? Because it's not merzik im washel. On Shabbos the pot was cooking. So I know that you didn't put it on Shabbos, didn't do anything on Shabbos to indicate that you're starting a process. It's been there from Friday, it's been cooking. Now she takes it off and then wants to put it back. That's not chazor. It's normal behavior, nothing to us. We don't pass in that way, we pass like the first sheet. It says, V'chein nogen lohokeh, since our tanurim we classified as a kiro, so therefore we're matir, right, to put it back, even if inichu mitachas yodo, even inichu agabe kaka. The tov lahachmir, good, three machmir. But api aloche, according to that yeshomrim, we paskin like it. He says b'chein nogin lahokir b'teruchalor. Miu in the sanin lekol alma also naturally. If however it cooled down, even if there is bishul achabishul, there's no bishul achabishul, not malach. But the pot cooled down, then everybody's moded that that's called chazor already. Then you stop the previous process of cooking, you're starting anew. Therefore, that's also.
So we pass in like the one that's made over here.
Yeah, let's get to the next point.
So we paskin like the mako one?
Sorry?
We paskin like the mako, that our definition of chazar is before Shabbos and then...
If, yes, it says that v'somchim asman al divrei ha-mekilim, right? And some people rely on the shittas ha-mekilim. Therefore, there's no chazara unless you took it off before Shabbos. But if you left it on from Friday straight through, then there's no chashayas v'chazara. Okay? Why? I told you, because chazara is based upon merzikim of Hashem. She is based upon the concern of Gzeir Shema Yechateh. Two different concerns Chazal had. One is a kind of marasayin concern. It doesn't look good. People see you doing it, they don't understand whether you have a Chal Shabbos or not. And that's so good. The Isur of marasayin, I think I mentioned it once before, is a twofold Isur. A two-pronged Isur. Isur marasayin is an amoretz. Will see you doing what you're doing. He'll misinterpret your actions and he'll do an Isur. So you will lead someone to do an Isur because he won't understand why you did it beheter and he's doing it beisur. You did it, it was Yatzoledes, it was hot, and he's going to do it not Yatzoledes. Second is, it shouldn't give you a bad reputation. If he knows Allah and he sees you doing something that questions in his mind, are you doing it right or not? That's also an Isur of Marasayim, how you appear in their eyes. Sometimes you appear in their eyes as a Talmud Chacham, and he'll be misled to do what you're doing, even though you did it beheter, he's doing it b'Isur. And second Marasayim is, he'll think that you are doing something b'Isur. Yesh omrim, dimhotzi macho menatano b'Shabbos, also lanicho b'korem b'kusosos, but what's difficult here is just the language of the Yesh Omrim devotee. I'm not aware of those who are Mekel. He has a Yesh Omrim, but he is making Hatmona on Shabbos. We asa, we'll learn it soon, we asa Hatmona on Shabbos. We'll pick up, that's a good... More in Bamadlikin on Lamed Dalet. I'll get to it in a minute. But just note that. What's the Isur Hatmona? The third concern. There are three concerns in Hilchos Shabbos: Shemi Yachate, Merzikim Avashel, and there's a third concern, Shemo Yatmin Beremitz, which is a Gzeira of Shem Yechate, an aspect of Shem Yechate, that if you use as your insulating material something which is contains live fire, live ashes, then it's a Gzeir Shem Yechate. That's why it's also to be matmin b'dovo hamosif hevel. And here I'm concerned, if also lanir b'kol m'ksosos, right? Why? Because you took it out on Shabbos, what are we afraid of? Look at Yom Kippur. That is, you're making Hatmona, but you are making Hatmona. So the Mo says, "Have a kitchilas hatmana." It's like you're making hatmana. Well, you are making hatmana if I take it and put it in kol miksosos. But that no good answer. Why he makes it sound as if it's only a chumra. That's the ikur gzeira. that on Shabbos you cannot make hatmona, period. Even with Dovon Shaina, most of Hevel. Again, Yesh Omrim, Chol Shu Somal Chashecha, O Somach Lebochu, Shu Kabol Shabbos Idon, Im U Somach Kokach, Shim Nistanein, Akideiro, Ei Efshar La'asicha Mebo Yom, Dina Kmo B'Shabbos Hasmo. Okay, important halacha. Mishabur likes this halacha too, but yeah, it's machlokas. Yesh mekilin, uzev aminig lahokil. But tov lahachme mokachin tzor kokach. What are we saying now? That period of time that takes water to boil, take the food to cook up, and you put it on the oven, you put it on your stove, so close to Hascholas of Shabbos, right, that it won't have a chance to boil up before then. That's like cooking on Shabbos. Read again. Im usomol kokach she'im nistanin hakdero yefshar la'asichem bojom. That if you're dealing with a pot that's cold, there's no way it'll heat up in time. Dino kemo b'Shabbos hatzmo. We ask for the food as if it was cooked on Shabbos. It was not cooked on Shabbos, it was cooked before. But it wasn't cooked, right? To become lahasiach, right? It's simple pshat means yatzoledes. Then that period of time that for your mother it's Shabbos and for you it's not Shabbos, that period of time is a possible Shabbos halacha is applied to it. And just as I wouldn't let you put a pot on the stove after Shabbos, you can't put a pot on the stove in that period of time so close to Shabbos that it can't boil up in time. Okay, next. The dafka al kiro mamish, all these halachas are lismoch, apil somach leish, mokhi atzoledes bo, right? Harei, then that's shori, that's mutter. But that's all kiro. Ubetano rechili min hazolov, or lismoch etzolov, right? But of course, only what's called a tano, b'mokom shayatzoledes. And yatzoledes shori apilu b'shabes. No problem. Why they repeat that is several times, I don't know. Ein yatzoledes bo, it's not a stove. It's a closet. It's a pantry. No halachas apply to it. What about merzik imavashel? If merzik imavashel means people look through the window so what difference if it's merzik imavashel, right? Then it makes no difference whether the stove is hot or not hot. If someone seeing you taking something from the refrigerator and put it on the stove, right? And so happens that the stove is not yet soledis, but you're putting it on lahofik sinoso, it says, to take the chill out of the food. That's perfectly mutter. What happened to the merzik and the washel? People looking in, they don't know how hot the oven is. Nevertheless, that's how we make takonas. A takona was made concerning a tano, a kilo. If there's no heat in there, it's not a tano, it's not a kilo, it's a pantry, it's a closet. You can't take the concerns of Chazal as they express it and make that the basis for the halacha. What starts off the halacha is mevzik mevashel. Then, as it develops, you don't stick with that reasoning for every aspect, because behind it all is an iso bishul. That's the start of the whole thing. And we're dealing with something which isn't yet soledas, there's no iso bishul to start with.
What is, what's karis ikisasos?
Hold it 1 minute. the daughter to the guest.
What does karis vikistos mean?
What?
Karis vikistot.
You can't take it out and put it in. Put a pillow over it, or put a blanket over it, because it's a tumana.
Okay.
The next halacha, hamashkin baboker, v'rosh shekdicha tavshilu. In the morning, you take a look at the chont, and the chont is very dry. The yore pen yakdiach is afraid with the absence of liquid, it'll scorch, it'll burn. Yochol lahasir ulaniach kidero yishona reikonis alpi hakiro, was yosem hakidero shatavsu besocho agabe hakidero reikonis, but bizor so yosem kideroso agabe kaka ushitiro sachas. What's he saying? Again, he's dealing with Merzik Mavashil. He sees that it's that the fire is too strong, it's going to burn the food. So he can take an empty pot, put the empty pot on the stove, and put this on top of the empty pot. That will reduce the heat, right? Move it away from the source of heat. Right? But you have to be careful not to break the original shear. Therefore, you can make sure not to put the kdeira gabe kaka, or according to Ramon, shaloniyach mitachas yado, you have to keep on holding on to it when you do that. Otherwise, it's mezik kimavashel. Remember, here, keep in mind what the concern of Chazal. Here is mezik kimavashel, and sure looks like you're fussing. What are you doing there? You're taking a pot, put an empty pot on the stove. If we look at the fellow in the window who's looking in, he doesn't know what's in your pot. He sees you take an empty pot, he takes a new pot, and you put it on the fire. So no, don't worry about it. Just like a stove that has no yatsoledes temperature is not considered a stove, a pot that has no food in it is not considered a pot. It's an empty pot that don't make any sales. Therefore, all you're worried about is you're making chazorah, you're taking your food pot off, and you want to put it back on, that's perfectly fine, as long as lo hiniach agabi kaka, according to the Mechaber, or lo hiniach mitachas yodo, according to the Ramah.
So in time of the transfer, you have to be continually holding it.
I'm sorry?
So that means just while you transfer it, you have to always be holding it.
Yeah, once you put it on the fire,
reason?
You can let go.
Is that just to show that your kavana is to put it back on? By keeping your hands on it, it shows that your kavana is to...
Come on. Again, it doesn't seem you're starting something anew now. If someone sees you holding onto a pot and sees you move the pot from one place to the next, he sees where you took it from, he sees where you're going, there's no shayla. Then, yesh limchos. ביד הנוגים להתמם ועוד יום קומקום של מים חמים ונוס נוס 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 חקדרה ושאבא שתתף של מסתמק. Hey, we mentioned it yesterday. It's a problem of you find that the food is burning. I give you one eight says put an empty pot underneath it. Right, that'll reduce the temperature. That's okay. Second eight is pour some water in. So I have water from my coffee pot. I'll take a cup of water and pour it into the chon. Perfectly fine. No shy like that. I can take hot water, yatsoledes, from 1 kilo, put on another kilo. That's fine. But That's not what they did.
You can take boiling water from a kli rishon and put it straight into something else to mix it in and make it lehativ.
Make it.
If a person.
You have a coffee pot for your tea, and you have your blech on the oven.
And the children's right. Getting too dry.
And so you take a cup of hot water and pour it in. Meimecham lemecham no gzeres. But the water had miyatzoledes. That's why it says yesh limchos. Why they didn't have a coffee pot?
But that's
they had water, and they had made hatamon on the water. Look at the words yesh limchos. You should protest. They boil up tea, put in a bottle of water, and cover it up with a blanket. That's mutter to do erev Shabbos. But you're gambling on something. If that's the water you're using to moisten the dry chont, you sure it's yatzoledes? If I take it, water from one mecham to another mecham, one with a heating element, I know it's hot because it's a heating element. But here I'm relying on what? On a towel to keep the temperature above yatzoledes all night. There's too much danger that it is not yatzoledes. Then when you pour it into the chont, you're cooking again. As he says, yesh limchos, why? V'yad hanogim lahatmin mebo yom kum shamayim.
But this is...
And just one more point, then we'll listen to all questions. Mutter lo seis al pikdei rocham in the Shabbos. I have my chont pot. I can go ahead and put another pot on top of it. Tavshos in his bar shomer Shabbos called tzorko. Something which is fully cooked before kigan. Pandish, that's a kugel. That's a very, very important kugel that was known. It's used in your day of all kinds of shilas, right? It's a kugel that's made with a lot of beef fat. Therefore, it's an interesting shaila. They have, can I put a kugel on there, because I know by the time I come home from shul, there'll be liquid in the pan from the melting fat, from the oil that comes up. You have to worry about it. Is that called dovalach? It's also bimavashul. He says no. The amount of fat that stay with in the cold state that's incorporated with the noodles or with the potatoes, right? That's considered to be yovish. That's not considered bilach. If you have gravy, that will be considered. But the amount of gravy that will come out because of the increased temperature, that's not considered to be lach. That's to be part of the tafshir. Why? But if you have the mecham has a cover over it, and you go ahead and you want to put your kugel under the cover, then the problem there is that you're making hatmon on the kugel. The kugel then gets completely covered, but so you can't slip it under the cover. I can put it on top, that's fine. But if your chom pot has a cover over it, an insulator cover over it, right, then you cannot stick this suit tafshel underneath, not because of the isur of chazorah, because the isur of hatmona, that you're making, it's also lahatmin b'shabbos. Okay, want to add something more? Now I want to just bring you back to a piece of Gemara that we didn't learn yet on Lamed Daled, but information we have to have. Oh, yeah.
When a person, if a person is to take mayim rotchim and put it from one mechal and put it into the
shul, no problem.
But the thing is, he's preventing it from becoming mitzamek veralo.
Right.
So why is that? I saw it inside, but why is that not a problem?
That's not a ma'aser bishul. It's not an iser bishul of that. I'm not doing anything.
We've said this whole machloket about if it's a mevushal kol tzarko, the tov, the mitzvah to make the tovlo, or mitzvah to make the ralo. And we had opinions that said if it's mitzvah to make with tovlo, you can't have it.
Okay.
So now he comes and he's making it tovlo.
You want to now give a new definition of bishul. Bishul is to prevent something from becoming misamek v'ralo. There's no such bishul. Bishul is from raw to cooked, right? From a little cooked to a lot cooked, right? but to go ahead to prevent a food from burning is not a ma'ase bishul.
So what if a person says it's going to be, according to the opinion, that says it's going to be mitztamek v'tovlo, he can add water so it won't continue to be mitztamek and tovlo, so it won't be nisor?
Sure, of course. Good. If because you added water, it will not be mitztamek, and mitztamek is advantageous, and the isur didn't happen. It's also to make something mitztamek v'yofolo. That's part of the cooking process. To prevent it from getting cooked, but prevent it from becoming mitztamek v'yofolo, that's not a ma'aseh, it's a negative, it's not a positive. All right, look at it's quickly, the Gemara Lama Dalit, the bottom of the Omud. Okay, in the siddur, in the Bame Madlikin, in the Mishnah, Bame Madlikin, he said Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Ein Hashecha, Ein. Masem is Abadoi, right? But Masem is Admoi. If it's Sofik Meiser, you can give it on Sofik Shabbos, Sofik Beil Hashmoshos, right? Umoven betomnin as a chamin. That's the lotion of the Mishnah. And you can make hatmona on the chamin. Okay? Up to here. I'm sorry. It's just the Mishnah and Lamed Alamed Aleph. The Gimel Dvorim. Those who say Bamadlikin should know this by heart. Shoshet Dvorim Otzoch Odom Lomos Obeza Shabbos Hashecha. Isar Tamirav Tamadlikus Haner. Sofik Hashecha. So Enech Hashecha. Right. Then Ein Masan Savadoi. Ein Madbilas Hakelim. Ein Madlikus Haneros. Avo Masan Es Admoi. Umeorvin Metomen Es Achamin. You can make hatmon on the chamin. Why? On Shabbos, I wouldn't let you make hatmon. On Sofik Shabbos, it's only a Zeret Rabbonon, therefore, Sofik Shabbos, I let you make hatmon yet. Pick up the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rova, Meit Ma Omu, Ein Tomin, Medovar, She Ein Mosef Hevel, Bechashecha. What are we talking about? Tomer Zachamin. I want to put a blanket over it. What Isu am I doing? I put a blanket over it. you all have the place? Lamadala, Lamadala, at the bottom of the oven. Zero Shemo Yarsiach. So he answers, right? Maybe he'll bring it to a boil. What does that mean? What mean? Maybe he'll take the pot and he'll realize it's not so hot, covering with a blanket is not going to accomplish anything. So he'll first put it on the stove for a little while. Shema Yarsiach. We said before that Otto Bershoyaskin, and now worried about someone, I make no gzeres for someone who's over bemazed on the Isur Daraisa. The only reason we made a takana was because the Isur Darabonon were famous, because it's a Darabonon, they'll be Mekel. Therefore, we were Machmir. Look at Rashi. He will boil it up. Right. Three lines on the bottom, the Rashi. When it goes to try to insulate it, he'll realize that it's cool already. Okay, got to give a tefillah. We don't make a tekana for a guy who wants to be mechal Shabbos. He'll see the pot is cold, and, oh, I'm not going to put a blanket around it, won't do any good. First, I'll boil it up on Shabbos. Yasiach, what he means to say is, and he will misinterpret willfully, unconsciously, subconsciously, etc. He will take it and realize, I don't know how hot it really is, but I think it's hot enough. But to make sure I'll have it hot to shop Friday night, I'll put it on the sofa though. And it's what? It's Sofik Hashecha. It's not Badei Shabbos. Not Badei Shabbos and not Badei that it is not hot enough. But I think I like to be more secure. I'm afraid there's a tendency then will be to heat it up. Therefore, you can't be told make hatmana on Shabbos at all. What would be the rationale that you should worry about it? Rationale would be that for him, the perpetrator, it will interpret it as ein bishul achabishul, that it's still hot enough. I just want to make it hotter so that after I put the towel around it, it'll stay hot. But not because he wants to be Mechal Shabbos. He wants to be Mechal Shabbos, you make no tekonas for him. So you have to give him an excuse. The excuse is that he thinks he won't be Mechal Shabbos because it's most likely hot enough, but he wants to heat it up a little bit more. And that won't be an Isur on Shabbos. So he says, oh yes. Therefore, they said, you can't be Matmin, right? Bedova Hamosiv Hevel, right? But Adovo She'ena Mosiv Hevel, that's there. He wouldn't think of using a double chain of Mosef Hevel if it's hot enough. I don't know what's the good of putting a blanket around it if it's not hot enough. So where we're concerned with is where he interpreted it's hot enough. I want it out covered up. Oh, you want to cover it up? Came the Rabbanan and said, today you're doing it because it's hot enough, and you just put a blanket over it. That'll be adequate for Friday night service. I'm afraid that next time it won't be hot enough, and Shema Yasiach, you'll blow it up, you'll heat it up first before you put the blanket over it. Therefore, on Shabbos, we don't allow any blankets on it. So on Shabbos, it's also a filah b'dovah she'ein mosaf hevel. I'm just putting a towel around it. But it's also because gzeiro Shema Yasiach, because there may be other circumstances where you will interpret your psychological stress that you're afraid the food will be cold comes Friday night when you come home from shul and they have guests that you invited. So therefore, I'll quickly boil it up and then put a towel over it. Won't do any good. You quickly boil it up, even though you're going to find a rationalization for boiling it up. What's the rationalization? Ein bishul achabishul. It's still hot. Nevertheless, you can't do such a thing. Gzeiro Shema Yasiach. Here I have to learn Shag Gzeiro Shema Yasiach. Not that he's afraid if I let him make hatmona, he'll also make bishul. We don't have such gzeiros for a man who wants to be Mechal Shabbos. You have to give a circumstance like Gzeiro Shema Yechate. They'll do something unthinkingly or instinctively or something. Therefore, the Hesber is because sometimes you will make an error if you try to boil it up and then make hatmona. Therefore, I asked the hatmona so there'll be no point in boiling it up.
Rabbi, what are examples of mosif hevel and not mosif hevel?
A towel, a pillow is ein mosif hevel.
Ein mosif hevel.
Right. A thing that mosif hevel would be if you had plugged in, an electric blanket that's plugged in from before.
All right.
And I want to wrap it around with an electric blanket.
So, Einu Mosif Hevel is permissible before Shabbat.
Einu Mosif Hevel is permissible only before Shabbat. Mosif Hevel is also even before Shabbat.
And on Shabbat, neither of them.
And on Shabbat they went here. If you're afraid that he's going to do an iso unthinkingly, well, bein hashmoshos is sofik iso d'raisa. It's sofik Shabbos, sofik Shabbos. A sofik chiyuv kolitz is okay. Amalei, no, I don't worry about that. Why? Stam kideros rosh chosein. Therefore, bein hashmoshos, right? The woman's been cooking for Shabbos. So bein hashmoshos, you assume, of course the food is hot. Your problem is coming home from shul, and you have some fellow up there who decides to run a Kabbalah Shabbos service, right? Where you sing every mizmor, right? Everybody is very much impressed, right? But they don't come back to your shul next Shabbos, right? Therefore, some kdelos are also saying, so it's only what? A minor concern. It's not going to be, you're not going to find a situation where it's a common occurrence to have your chicken soup just after your mother bench lift, the chicken soup will be lukewarm and you're afraid to get all cold. By that time, of course, it's hot. Therefore, some kdeiros also say, therefore, I wouldn't make a gzeira there for bein hashmoshos. For bein hashmoshos, where there's only a sofik Shabbos, I would have to go ahead and make a gzeira on a sofik, they want to do it. But on Shabbos, there, of course, on Shabbos, they were not matter even b'dovah she'ena most of heaven. Amar lo sam kdeiros, v'yomar rova, Mipnima omru ein tomen b'dovah mosav hevel, afilim bo yom. Gzeiro shema yatne beremez, sheish bo gecheles. Nu, so, what are you afraid of? Mibo yom. It's 3 hours before Shabbos, and I have an asbestos something that can contain hot coals, and I want to put that around the pot. I can cook on Shabbos. I can cook for Shabbos. Why can't I do that for Shabbos? Why? Gzeiro shema yatme beremes, shesh bo gecheles. Maybe he'll use hot ashes which still has some alive coal in it. Amalei Abaye, so what? The Yatman, let him do it. It's still about Friday, 2 hours to Shabbos. So why do you care how he's cooking? He likes to cook that way. No, I'm afraid. Come Shabbos, he has that thing with some coals in it. That he'll see that the pot isn't as hot as he wants, so he'll shake it a little bit, right? He'll stoke it up a little bit. Therefore, they made a gzera no different than shir. Like in Igor of a Kotum, Igor of a Kotum here too. No new gzera. Well, Igor of a Kotum, you gotta take the coals out. Well, you gotta cover that up with something. So it shouldn't be mechate b'kecholim. He says, why you can't use a dovah hamos of hevel? The dovah hamos of hevel may very well be something not shayich to make a chituyan. L'moshul. What if I went ahead and I took, it's not a bad way to do it, I took some bricks and I heated the bricks up in my oven. Something which we do sometimes to make hagola. I'll explain that to you in a minute. I now have a hot brick at 500 degrees Fahrenheit. And I went ahead and I want to put these bricks around my pots, that'll keep it nice and hot. You can't do that. It's a davar hamos of hevel, even though on a brick I can't toke it up, because you can also use ashes for that purpose. Therefore, anything which is most of hevel is also erev Shabbos. Right? So the oven he can use, no problem. If he's making hatmana, since the hatmana is what to leave it that way until after Shabbos comes, then I'm afraid comes Shabbos he'll be matman, he'll be machate b'gecholim. Then it becomes like a tano, like a kiro, she'ein a grufa v'ein a ketumah. And the possibility of Shema Yechate exists. You people follow that? Get it clear. This is how, this is all Allah HaLamayitza. We pass like the Mishnah, not much machlokas on that. I said that we sometimes take bricks and heat them up 500 degrees and use it for Hagola. How can you kasher a dishwashing machine for Pesach? Or you have a new apartment, your kids rent apartments, and the guy before you was not kosher, so you have a dishwashing machine that's treif. You would like to use it. How can you kasher it? Very simple. You take the whole dishwashing machine and you put it into a bigger pot and you boil it up. Right? Doesn't work, right? It's hard to find such a pot. But what you can do is you can heat up three good sized bricks in a baking pan, and then in your dishwasher you start off the dishwasher and then stop it. So that you're drawing, depending on what kind of dishwasher you have, you're drawing hot water already. Usually the dishwasher's machine goes, they first give it a rinse with cold water, then they switch to the hot water. So you're on that second phase with the hot water. You take your bricks in, it's in a baking pan. It's a good idea to use gloves, right? And you put a board, a little, like a cutting board, in the washing machine. And then you put the tray on top of the washing machine, tray with the bricks on top of that board. It shouldn't burn a hole in the plastic that's around there. Then you turn on your machine. So the water comes in generally at about 170 degrees Fahrenheit. You want to raise it to 212. That's boiling water. The bricks are 500. All that the washing machine has in it is a little less than 2 gallons of liquid. 2 gallons of water. When those 170 water hits the hot bricks, which are at 500, right, begins to steam, water gets bubbling, right, and then the machine spreads it all over everything. That's kabolo kachpolto. That's how you kasher a washing machine. And my neighbors, we don't do it, they have no need for it, but my neighbors always come, I'm the guardian of the bricks. They know already in my garage we have 6 or 7 bricks from the original construction, and they borrow the bricks, and each year the same people come to borrow the bricks to kasher the washing machine. We have a better system. We usually for Pesach we have a guest for Pesach. And the guests usually come with girls, daughters, and they do the dishes. It's almost as good. Okay?
How long do you have to cook your bricks for?
Yeah?
How long do you have to cook your bricks for?
1 hour.
On inside the oven?
Yeah, in a regular baking pan, you put your bricks, you turn on the oven to 500. I'm sure you use a little bit less heat also, but you set it that way.
In the aluminum ones?
Yeah. You better use 2 or 3 aluminum bowls because the bricks are heavy. Or a regular baking pan, old-fashioned baking pan that you don't throw away. Nowadays, everybody makes pans, they throw away. They throw away the pan, they throw away the cook sometimes also. It happens to be their wife. Okay. That's the piece of Gemara we need for our sugya. Now go back to Agabot. Okay, now let's pick up that Gemara again. You make it a little clearer. Lamed Chesed and Aleph, the last two lines. Remember, the last thing that we learned was that he asked the eggs that were made on a kira. Because they were mitzamek v'yofelo. Why he says they were mitzamek v'yofelo, and he records that once they went to a party where they served these eggs that were cooked a long time. They were tzumokos; they were shriveled from long cooking. He says v'achalnu me'en harbe, we ate much of that, many of them, and it was a delicacy. So therefore, eggs are called mitzamek v'yofelo. Therefore, it's also there. To Masha al Gabi Kila, right? Something which is Mesamek v'yofelo, because the Kila wasn't Gufa Ketuma, right? Therefore, he asked it. So the hot water he accepted because that's Mesamek v'ralo, and the eggs he asked because it's Mesamek v'yofelo. Vesel omrim af marzirin. Vesel holds they can even make chazora, right, on a kilo that's gufo k'tuma, even tafshil, not only chamin but tafshil too. It's our mission. Omer Rav Sheshes the divrei haomer marzirin afilu b'shabbos, right. When he says marzirin, look how Rashi explains. If I would take it off Friday night, of course, everybody knows that chazora is a continuation of the shiur, right? What is shiur? I want it to be on the oven. So if the following day I take it off, I assume you finished cooking. On Shabbos, the people go home from shul, he takes it off, right? Now he wants to put it back on Shabbos. By taking it off, he showed he's finished with it by Sabishul. Therefore, as if he starts anew, right? He says, no, Marzin, I feel a bit Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Mazin afilu b'shabbat b'yom hamochos lo temel pluktayim mishech hashecha hosem hu deshori mishum de mukra milsa da daite da duri v'tzorach mochos shokalei. If he takes it off Friday right after shkia, right, and obviously he's not going to serve it, it's not ready yet, he intends this is the food that's reserved, it's a chol reserved for Shabbos. Therefore, I don't see anything that indicates a change of plan. He originally had it on the oven. He took it on the stove. He took it off. Now he wants to put it back on. Why he took it off? He wanted to check something. Whereas, doesn't say why he took it off. But clearly, the food is intended for Shabbos afternoon. Therefore, is a continuum. There was no break. Avo, but on Shabbos Gufa, when you take it off on Shabbos, oh, finished. I cooked it. I made hatmana or whatever I did with it, and now I'm serving it. And then you remind yourself that Chaim Yankel didn't show up yet, and he says he's going to come to eat with you. So now you want to put it back on. You might think that's called not chazora, that's called starting a new mechzik in mevashel. No, not so. Mechzik in afilu b'shabbos. V'yaf rabosho sova, af mechzik in afilu b'shabbos. What does he do here? I want to know, in all these halakas, you have hen, v'lav, v'rafi, v'yod, they all ask each other, iboilu, is it mutu, is it also, the halakas are not so clear for psak. Therefore, what you go with Maiserav. You say, I don't know what Taloch is. I tell you what my Rebbe did. What Rebbe did, that's Taloch. Domar Rabosho, Pamachas Hoyin Omni Leilo. My Omnim Leilo. What's the word? Word is missing here. It's a name, but I don't know what. I Omnim Leilo. It should be Bachia. Anyone? How does that read? Anyone have a? You have. There's a punctuation on that one. Do you have it?
Is there punctuation?
Huh?
There's no punctuation.
No. Okay.
It says before.
Well, huh?
Before. We're standing. Omdim le'elim rachi arava. Lefnei.
Oh, near. Okay. Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Omnim le'elo, we were near Rab Chiya Rabba, ve'alonu lo kumkum shulchamim mit yuta tachtona, yuta elyona, and we brought up a pitcher of hot water from the first floor to the second floor. Umozagnu lo es hakos, and we then prepared the tea for him. Hazogas HaKomin prepared the drink for him with his hot water. Verzanul Mekomo, and then we put it right back where we took it from on the first floor. Vlo'omar Lonu Dovo. And he never protested. Meaning he didn't criticize what we did. So, no, that's Halacha. What do you know? Therefore, the point we made before, I can take from one Mecham to another Mecham, that's fine, right? I can take it from one Mecham and return it back to the same Mecham, that's also fine. As long as it didn't cool off. Remember, the Mishnah said, you shouldn't do Hatmona and then use that Kumkum Shamayim to pour into your chold when it gets dry. That's because I fear that the water won't be hot enough. That the insulating is not sufficient to keep guaranteed heat. But here I took it from a 1 kilo to another kilo. I took it, right? Kumkum shulchamim, midyuta taton l'yona, and we poured it back. Omar l'ndavo. Omar rab zreka, rabba rab tadoi, lo shonu elo shodim biyodo. That we learned, that's the mechaba, that we just finished learning the mechaba. That's as long as he didn't break the relationship with the previous kilo on the first floor. Why? Then it's considered to be a continuum. It's from kilo to kilo, or kilo back to kilo, no problem. Avol hinichon agabe kaka also. Omar Ravami, Rab Tadoi, the Ovad Lagar Mehud Ovad. Rab Tadoi, who said, he added the story, but remember, they couldn't put it down on the ground. He says that he did, he paskin for himself. That's a chumre. Again, Omar Ravami, Rab Tadoi, the Ovad Lagar Mehud Ovad. When Rab Tadoi said this halochet, you can't put it out of your hands and put it on the ground. That's for himself. He wants to be machmeh, he can be machmeh. But Elohocha Amar Rab Chiya Rab Yochanan Afilu Inicha Gavay Kaka Muto. See, that was all summed up by one line in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because, listen carefully, it goes with Kavona. It goes with Daito Lachzo. If Daito Lachzo is still a process, human activity are dominated by the intent, by the thought process. There. Tavayu Mishmeid Rabbi Lezer Amri, Chadama odem yodomuto. Agabe kaka also. Chadama henich agabe kaka namemuto. Amachiskim shreid abaye. Ho damrit odem yodomuto. Lo amoran ela shadaito laharzir. Aber ein Deiter Lahazir also. So was ich now careful how you learn this halacha. Because what the matter is, the Deiter Lahazir. His intent was to return it. Now the question is, does an action oppose his intent? Does an action that he takes indicate that that was not his intent? So Shaila is, what action could it be? One says, I take it and put it down on the ground. That indicates that I don't plan to return it to where it came from. Yad Man Avsa says, no, the it's sufficient that it's not biyodo. I take it from the kira, right, and I put it on the counter, on the table, not put it agabi kaka, which indicates sort of you're finished with it. You don't, in the middle of serving, you don't put things on the ground. Aber in Deiter Lahazir also, Micha, da gab ich Haka für Deiter Lahazir also. Ich kann Amri, no. Aber ich kann mich dabei, ho da Amri, da gab ich Haka also, lo amore, da ich in Deiter Lahazir. But if Deiter Lahazir mutter even if it is a gab ich Haka, Michlal, she beodom biodo, afa pi, she in Deiter Lahazir also mutter. And this man will hold, therefore, if it's Oden and Beyodo, and we're talking, and I say, okay, we're now serving the people at the table, and I had no intention of putting it back. And someone said, oh, Chaim Yankel didn't show up yet, and we got to wait for him. Oh, so now I want to put it back. That's a shaila, because it goes with Daito, goes what his intent was, and therefore it could be even Beyodo. If it's Ein Daito Lachzir, then it's a break between the previous state of Agabe Mecham, and then it's no longer considered to be Agabe HaMecham. Boy Rav Yirmiyo, Tolam B'makal Mahu, Hinichon Agabe Mita Mahu. What? I didn't put it on the ground. I didn't hold on to the hands, but I have a hook. I put on the hook for. What does that mean? Sinishtin, I cannot easily interpret his action. Therefore, the answer is teku, right? Or hinichon agabe mita. Mita does mean a bed. Mita means a bench, right? Remember, they sat on mita, they ate on mita. Boy Ravashi, pino mimechon lemechamahu. He took it what? From one mecham to another mecham. Is it hatmana lechatchila? The word hatmana, Rashi used the word hatmana, it's not hatmana. Mihave kamatman lechatchila v'yosol azir likir olo. What does it mean? I had no intention of returning it to where I took it from. My intent was to put it on the next kira. I have the example, easy one to remember, is you I'll give you a dramatic example. When we have guests, we put up two coffee pots, two kumkums, right? And the one is closest to the table is used up first. So it'll be convenient now to refill it. I have another coffee pot, yatsoled is boiling right there, no problem. Can I fill up a pitcher from this coffee pot, carry it into the kitchen? That coffee pot is in an auxiliary kitchen, but I want to carry it now into and pour it into the coffee pot. Perfectly fine. That's a pasuk lochal mas. He means it. Take you pino mimichon lemechem mao. Take aloha lemaise, we matter that the chatchila is not a problem. Why? Daito lahavzir doesn't really mean I intended to return it to that coffee pot. Taitel Hatzel means I intended to keep on heating it. I intend to keep it heated. Therefore, what difference does it mean when I keep it heated in coffee pot one or coffee pot two? As long as I do nothing wrong, it's Yatzoledes, I'm moving from pot to pot. Mimecha lemecham is perfectly okay. Because the daito is what's, that's the determinant is daito. If daito lahavzir, right, then it's okay. Well, this is daito lahavzir. The chazorah isn't made to the same spot, but the issue is not the spot where the coffee pot is standing. Issue is the halacha of a coffee pot. I want to keep it, agabi mecham, I want to keep it heated. Therefore, I move mimecham lemecham, that's okay. Okay, I think we'll stop here. So, anyway, boy, you got to make up your mind how we're going to do it. If you people are willing, you know, my time is, I have a 1 o'clock flight. So, I didn't get a straight answer for anybody yet. I told the travel agent.